USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump says this Easter is a time for Americans to feel hope because we are beating the coronavirus.
Right now we're keeping separation. We're getting rid of the plague. It's a plague on our country like nobody's ever seen. But we're winning the battle. We're winning the war.
On Twitter, he said, "Governors, get your state's testing programs and apparatus perfected. Be ready. Big things are happening. No excuses." Dr. Anthony Fauci with the National Institutes of Health says some of the latest numbers are looking better.
It's, you know, cautious optimism that we are seeing that decrease. And if you look at the patterns of the curves in other countries, once you turn that corner, hopefully we'll see a very sharp decline. And then you can start thinking about how we can keep it that way and prevent it from resurging.
This is USA Radio News.
This report is sponsored by Facebook. Since the beginning of the spread of COVID-19 and social distancing, people have turned to Facebook to connect with and take action to help their communities. To make it as easy as possible for people to support one another, Facebook is launching Community Help, a destination for people to help their neighbors most impacted by COVID-19. There, people can request or offer help in their community, such as delivering groceries to elderly neighbors or volunteering to distribute food through local food banks and donate to fundraisers. Emily Dalton Smith is the director of social impact product at Facebook.
We're seeing people who are the most vulnerable are at the front lines of the epidemic using Facebook to get help and support with urgent needs. With Community Help, we're making it easier for everyone to be able to offer and request help.
Access Community Help at facebook.com/COVID support. That's facebook.com/COVID support.
In the central Chinese city of Wuhan, where cases of the novel coronavirus were first detected late last year, the mood was one of triumph as residents finally emerged from months of lockdown. But a new wave of infections and new lockdowns may be just over the horizon. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more.
The numbers of COVID-19 cases are beginning to spike again in China, with 99 new coronavirus infections reported yesterday, more than doubling the previous day. However, it's reported that just two of the 99 cases were locally transmitted.
The South is tracking tornadoes and storm damage. Meteorologist Tom Sater on Twisters in Louisiana.
Just east of Monroe, it did damage the airport. At least 20 homes have been damaged. We've had reports of a preliminary rake through the area that did show some injuries on I-20 in the Arcadia area. They shut down parts of I-20 because of the debris.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
Many restaurants are being forced to think outside the box after being shut down from the coronavirus pandemic. USA Radio Network's John Hunt tells us some of them are even selling groceries.
A new idea is catching on nationwide, with stay-at-home and social distancing orders meant to slow the spread of COVID-19, putting restaurant dining on hold, and now forcing many to close and leaving others barely surviving. From large chains to mom-and-pop eateries, restaurants are increasingly turning to grocery sales. Panera this week launched Panera Grocery, offering breads, bagels, and sweets, but other items such as milk, eggs, and fresh produce that its 2,100 U.S. stores normally use to make meals. Grocery items can be delivered or picked up. And Subway is now selling groceries at 250 stores in 5 states. The National Restaurant Association says the industry has lost over 3 million jobs and $25 billion in sales just since March 1st.
The entire world is struggling with the pandemic. Elizabeth Palmer reports.
The great cities of the world are eerily empty this weekend, from Istanbul to Delhi to Paris. All of them locked down as authorities grapple with ways to control this infection. In Brazil, which now has the highest death toll in the southern hemisphere, they're going for public fumigation in the slums. So are they in the streets of Siberia, with a retrofitted jet engine sprayer.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.